This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Rita Liu. It's Tech Talk. Jeff Sandhu here. And he's squawking about Chinese New Year specials.
Yeah, well, it's happening on Monday. It's a long weekend. Yep. Apparently, there will be, 1 million cars getting out of KL. So I will be enjoying that.
Oh, I'm getting out tonight.
So Apple, they are launching the limited edition Chinese New Year Apple watches featuring either gold or silver cases. And it's paired, of course, with a red sport band. Yeah. So you can actually get them here. It's launched 2 weeks ago. You can get them here in Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China, of course.
Right.
And it's on sale until the 22nd of February. So I'm guessing this will be sort of like limited edition, exclusive, once, you know, maybe next year you might be able to sell them a lot more higher. Pricing starts from 518 Singapore dollars.
Times three.
All the way up to 598 Singapore dollars. I haven't found out the exact Malaysian ringgit prices, but if you just go up to the Apple store, the online store for a Malaysian store, you will be able to see the red band edition. So there we go. China is obviously going to be huge in this. So there are a lot of companies doing a lot of crazy things. Alibaba and its mobile app wallet, it's called the Alipay. That will be giving out 120 million US dollars to viewers of the Chinese New Year TV extravaganza in China that will show on the February 7th. So this is an annual TV gala that runs nearly 5 hours, and it's filled with comedy skits and musical numbers. It's just like a TV special for Chinese New Year on the national TV itself. So the cash giveaway happens inside Alipay. During intervals, the host will instruct viewers to hit the show button in the Alipay app for iPhone and Android, and that will trigger a wave of virtual red envelopes or, you know, ang paos to be sent out to random people. And it's sort of like a new form. They're calling it, like, you know, virtual gifting. So it's like, you know, you give ang pao. So it's very clever, actually.
Right, because it's on the app.
It's on the app, and it's that integration between, you know, your mobile phone and the TV, which a lot of people say, you know, traditional TV will die.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, Alibaba being very creative here, you know, they know people will watch this 5-hour Chinese New Year TV special. And in between the commercials, you hook them up with their phone and try to engage with them with the content still. And, you know, when they hit this particular button on the app, you get an ang pao packet that you can send to your friend over. So I think
this is very really clever.
Very clever.
The rest, a bit...
Yeah, so and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's an automated mahjong table that runs on electricity that you can buy. It apparently is able to arrange mahjong tiles quicker and quieter, which is very important, than any human. And it only takes 30 seconds to set up the next game. So there you go. Then there's also a web application. It's called the Digital Lohei. And it lets people prepare and do yi sang even if they're alone. So apparently you go onto the site, you can check it out. It's cny.2359, that's the number, 2359media.com. So it's cny.2359media.com. And then basically what you do is you go onto the site, you create your own profile, you can join in other people who are at the same time and do yi sang at the same time, or you can do it by yourself. So it's very cool. Then there's a digital firecrackers apps that you can download. It's all over the app store and iOS store at the moment. So if you just hook it up to a nice sound system, and you'll have almost the same thing with zero risk factor involved.
No burnt fingers.
Yeah. And if you're in Singapore, you can rent a gent for this Chinese New Year house visiting if you're a single lady who is obviously getting tired of getting asked, you know, when are you going to be, you know, getting married, and you know, when are you going to find a boyfriend? You're obviously tired of getting matchmade. So rent-a-gent.pink. So if you just Google
Rent-a-gent pink,
you will find it. It's an online portal that allows you to rent a gentleman companion for any occasion, not just Chinese New Year. They have three types to choose from, which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
They've got the Handy Randy, which is like the base model. And then you've got the Terrific Tyler. I'm not sure which Tyler they're trying to mention here. But And then they've got the ultimate beyond Brad Pitt. So and it's not cheap as well.
I just had a look at the site, you know, and I'm looking at the photos. They're all definitely beyond Brad Pitt.
Wow. Well, you know, so
on the others, not on the positive side, but
beyond Brad Pitt, right? So it's not cheap. An hour with a Handy Randy will set you back 240 Singapore dollars and 750 Singapore dollars for beyond Brad Pitt.
Okay.
You can rent them for an hour, 3 hours, 6 hours, half a day or full day. The full day starts from 3,000 Singapore dollars for Handy Randy, and then it's price on application for beyond Brad Pitt. So okay, you know, you can specify the ethnicity and also the age and the height as well.
And so, I was just saying that, you know, do you want to do this? Because it just, you know, you bring this person, you're just opening a whole can of worms because you have to explain this when it ends,
which
right,
is
when,
you
when
know,
you're single,
the day
when you're 3,000 when your 3,000 Sing dollars run out, right? You just got to explain yourself. Just say none of your business. Business.
Yeah, you know, you just be honest and say you're not ready, and you know, time will come. I'm sure people will understand. Instead of spending 3,000 Singapore dollars on something like this, come on, you know, give 3,000 dollars ang pao to your parents, they'll be happy.
Exactly.
They won't ask you anything.
Exactly. Go to the site just to see beyond Brad Pitt. Yeah. It is really beyond Brad Pitt.
So yeah, it is a rent-a-gent.pink. Anyways, silly things aside, do beware of scams though. WeChat is allowing you to send virtual cash through red envelopes or, you know, ang paos. The China police, they have issued a reminder not to get scammed by anyone who's giving you something like this, especially from an unknown person. So always check with them. For me, it's just the best way is just always check with them via a different platform, whether you call them or, you know, just send them a text message just to verify if they have sent you something, you know, or not just WeChat, but, you know, emails or, you know, any form of, you know, message that you get.
Anything that's too good to be true.
Too
probably
good to be true.
Is, yeah.
Yes,
you know?
It is. So if the red envelope requires you to input personal information, passwords, it's like, you know, high payouts, that's too good to be true. I know you're rolling your eyes, but, you know, these things, it happens
I know.
All the time. And, you know, people still fall for it. That's why we still have to talk about it. Very sad that it is. Or it even as simple as, you know, it asks you to share with a number of friends before you can open it. It's all, you know, it's definitely a scam.
Yeah, it's definitely a scam, and it annoys your friends.
Yes.
Even if it's true, it annoys your friends.
I've
don't
blocked
do that.
So many friends on Facebook because they send me ridiculous invites and they themselves don't know. That's the thing,
right,
you know,
right.
Because it gets taken over by the gaming app, you know, and they don't know that they sent me an invite, but every day I get, and, you know.
Some monster game.
Too bad, yeah, you know. So just beware of scams,
okay.
You know. It's a fun and joyous occasion. Everyone's, you know.
Yes.
Having a good time, so just make sure you stay safe as well.
And of course, if you're driving out of town and all that, you know, just be very careful on the road. And so, on behalf of BFM, the enterprise team, happy Chinese New Year!
Kong Si Fa Chai.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.